Welcome to this week's podcast. Let's go straight to Raw. Okay, the Raw before WrestleMania 40. 5 days before WrestleMania 40, WWE rolling to Barclays Center in Brooklyn for go-home show episode of Raw with blockbuster broadcast headlined by appearance from The Rock and Roman Reigns. Under the final belt, Undisputed Champion, historically Cody Rhodes and Brock headed the biggest tag team match in company history Saturday night in Philadelphia. Let's go on as a recap of this first episode. Alright, the match cards. The appearance from The Rock and Roman. Sami Zayn vs. Big Bronson Reed. New Day and DIY vs. Judgment Day. Ivy Nunn, Master P vs. Indy Hartwell, Thomas Murray. The Bloodline kickoff. The Rock opened the middle show, hitting to the most positive reaction from the fans. Trash ran through the normal shtick for Roman, Sokola, Jimmy, and Paul even joined them. Roman Reigns took credit for the final boss beatdown of Cody Rhodes' video before he said much substance. The world heavyweight Rollins made his way to the crowd. He laid down the challenge for his opponent for a 1-on-1 match later in the night. Bush and he won. Sokola set to the match on his behalf for The Rock. The match will be a Bloodline rules. This felt like a third segment set up a main event later, but his house were all hot. We saw Reigns remind the world that everything does. This win may probably have been a foreshadowing that Rock was on fire to kick things off. It gets 8 for alone. I see something come since one of the opening segment. The crowd was split, but skewed more positivity for The Rock. The Great One showed videos of children crying on his beat down the roads for the last Monday night. The New Day and DIY vs. The Judgment Day. First hour of Raw was interrupted. Before that, it was a promo said that professional wrestling is cool. So it was an 8-man tag with the New Day, DIY against Balor, Dominik, Sturm, Jade, and Duggan. Priest was still sort of challenge, change time, action pack opener, highlight teams involved, commentary, solo sweep, ladder match for these tag team titles. All went five fast. It was difficult to invest in care match participants for Priest flattened Tommaso Ciampa with the Razor Edge to score the win. The outcome suggests that the Judgment Day would not leave. Philadelphia with tag titles, and those would go over to home show. Felter at the premium live event. Judgment Day defeated DIY and noted. We have Becky Lynch cutting a promo. Rhea Ripley interviewed Kelly Hinton and Ferry and Rich with Mammy later in the show. There was an opening match. Reigns told Rocky will be leaving the night because he has to write Paul Heyman's induction speech for Friday's WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Sami
Zayn saw the Avengers defeat at the hands of Bronze Reed to a class singles competitor. Ernie Shine Film trainer Richard Gable recruited help him prepare for his WrestleMania 40 match against Gunther. Reed caught the former tag team champ off the return point. Sonya attempt as Zayn could capitalize. Gunther appeared, grabbed batter, beating Gable onto the stage. Gunther attacked Zayn to leave him reeling, second team to close. The match was solid, the angle was better. Chance stages then turned into almost another emotional championship victory on the grand stage. It's a no contest. We got backstage legal Vanessa interrupted the Judgment Day, frustrated but Priest said he had gonna make a call hit to something without expanding on it. Michael's openly submission Zayn stretch out with her read. So it was a nice touch of small guy to have an uphill battle. Got Master Pre, Robbie Nell versus Indy Hartwell and Casper Lay. And that's the pregame measure of revenge for instance, but raiding she hands up Crescent Ray Mumbago, she teamed in Nile, Punk's and Poison Pixie tag match. Bree picked up the win for a team roll up on Hartwell, heel miscommunication spot. Match for Ray, Brian Hartwell from losing the match. Hit issues between the two moving forward. Let's see more on that. Dupree not defeat Hartwell Ray. So Dupree scored the one appropriate. What does best the question? Are the things settled between her and Ray, or just was the latest chapter in this unique story? No. Ricochet versus Ivar, a simple match with no story. Ricochet follows victories of J.D. Duggan, not Mr. Right, defeating the Viking Raiders Ivar in singles competition. Commissioner Stan Dynasty, Big Booze, a high flying competitor, develop match something else. Very underrated guy in the roster amount. Watch him get intelligent, nice, but read better. After all, someone can threat for this part of all set of time. Big push for Ricochet, one of the talent guy on the roster, is a step in the right direction. Ricochet defeated Ivar. The next funeral deemed Vengeance, Vengeance, Drew McIntyre aired. Yeah, that was a Vengeance. It's a nice touch. Good for Drew McIntyre. I see him win the world title. Is really Ricochet building momentum? Like, he's winning pointless matches, no story, no flavor. So, I doubt he's going to be. You think big stages, big things are going to happen one post-WrestleMania? I doubt, but anyway. Becky Lynch promo. Sorry. In a rage, Lynch called on women's champion Ripley, only to be arrested by general manager Adam Pearce and a group of security guards. Typical case, competitors bucked the attempt to keep them apart, and in the segment with the man wiped the security team Ripley out with a punch from the top rope. The guards eventually recover and separate the women in the close segment. This was a short sideline for Lynch Ripley feud, which is going to be heating up at the right time to produce one of the best matches of WrestleMania card. 40 card this year. The battle of the team backstage, where Pierce and Cole kept the... We got heard the word, control your mammy, Pierce told Thomas. Yeah, he did say that. We got another women's match. Tegan Knox, Shayna Baszler, Starks, they are versus Dakota Kai, Scott Carey Singh. Another win for the for Damage Control, sought to rebound Friday's SmackDown. We're beaten down by Cargill, Belair. When he squared off with Baszler, Stark, Tegan Knox in a 6-woman tag match. Dakota Kai, Asuka, Carey Singh did that. Pick up the win by a solid fight. This year, more and more during the fact around the key part. Awesome. Been nice to see Bayley get a match with Io Sky, but taking a back seat in recent weeks. Damage Control defeated Baszler, Knox, and Stark. Like I said, Townsend, the home history, Knox, and Carey. Supporting special story. Right up. Kai's most recent trail, saying that double drop might be the best top rope maneuver. And then we just watched Ricochet perform his 6-3 special splasher. That say something. Seth Rollins and Sokola squared up in a Monday show. Gonna feel a great pressure in the match. More after the division, down Sokola with the stomp. Peter to the back of her hand. Jimmy Uso broke up the pin. But Jey Uso fending out a brother, only finds him wiped by The Rock. Rhodes coming to the rush to the ring, but the Bayface finds the way by Roman Reigns. Branch for his enemies, the ring with sneak attack, the heel pursuit attack, brutalized by Cody Rhodes and Rollins with a weight belt before close. So the show. Delivering a ton of heat for the Bloodline. It's on the tag team main event on Saturday. Unfortunately, this was expensive ruined for the rain. Suddenly, the main event was main weekend. It's a great job establishing the dominance of Bloodline, putting the Bayface in the road under the only underdog time in night one. We had one thing good. So close the little small drop the ropes to a table. We got chance of boo. Rocky here was told boo. The pop for Rose was unwillingly my fault for this week's show. This week's Raw. And the Goldman. I'm sorry. If the Gold Monday show was a presented tag team on Saturday on the weekend, main event entire weekend styled. There are other, well, that's another card for show that could have been better from the hype. Anyway, I got some attention. Becky Lynch was a rare rip, but some solid heat. Everything else felt like an afterthought. Me and Jay Uso were building, did not touch or engage in the fight. The Raw main event, Mail is not calling to Brooklyn and Rollins in control. There was a lot. The show in the road, Rankman's that booking was great. It was a money story of WrestleMania. It was made sense that we should focus on it. It was more like the deal with this go home show that was not broached. Hopefully, it'll be rectified on Friday SmackDown. Alright, Friday SmackDown. So, yeah. That was Matt wants a review, a Raw review. So it's all right. Let's start with the Castle of the Castle update. So we're going to talk about Castle of the Castle. So apparently, WWE revealed that Clash 2024's Clash of the Castle preview live event will take place on social media tomorrow. WWE revealed that the city will take place this week, and the event will take place on June 15th, 2024. It's also from pointing that Drew Barrymore attended at WrestleMania 40 as well. So we also have hip hop legend Wayne in Philadelphia WrestleMania. We could tease a new song. We also have some from Michael Cole talking about we pulled out both sets of titles for the match to end. There's less speculation that titles will be pushed to split. Each brand will have their own titles once again. Yeah. So, yeah. My fault. Alright. We got back. Let's go to... Now we do this. Okay. Let's start with this. Okay, next one. That's the AEW reaction to CM Punk's Arrow interview. Earlier today, WWE star CM Punk appeared on MMA Hour promo WrestleMania 40, so I can say as about his time at AEW. Punk was honest about his departure, even discussed the brawl, so Jack Perry thinks Tony Khan is running Bristol correctly. And, yeah. The interview has been discussed, and it's been dropped, especially due to Punk's social comments before in Boston, Punk's very public exit of AEW. It's revealed the best they were purchased to AEW site. There's been several times that AEW stands to take so much right about their love for AEW to help wrestlers. The report knows it's done to support a couple more than disparage Punk. One AEW source said that every Punk was bound to happen, they hope to never hear from again until the fences are mend. Even if it ever happens. A different AEW talent, WWE talent, mentioned that the incident being Punk, Perry, and Lee could all have been prevented by all sides. Punk is happy. AEW talent moved on, so humbly. So let's learn from it, make amends in the future. We also talked about Punk's recounts of Punk and Perry's required to fight. So, yeah. Also, talents released by AEW backstage reason why. AEW recent talents. Coming to BW Insider. Gabby the Cut, Teddy Twins, Nettie Henry, Dr. Fantons, Slim J. Brett, Erica Berdex, Julia Assistant, Joanna Grayson.
It's gonna be a bigger problem. Yeah. It's gonna be a bigger risk.
And a bigger issue and problems. Talking with him.
And you have me like, what the fuck? Get out of here. Oh my Jesus. We didn't want to fuck it. The problem, he doesn't want to walk.
Feel the breakdown, the real. Down.
This is not fair.
To them. They're gonna have a problem. The report that AEW's current validate roster been cuts better than the upcoming talents that were let go. Inside firm, they're all going to let AJ this immediately. When talents been let go, but hey, let's keep you it happens. We will keep you updated if it happens more. Yeah. So yeah. So yeah, yep, and that was it. All right, we'll go straight to Dynamite review now. All right, let's get to Dynamite. All right, for those on Dynamite, okay, this week's Dynamite. All right, the first ever Dynasty pay-per-view is around the corner, April 21st, so AEWs have been working hard to set up the show. This week's Dynamite include contract signing segment for the world title, pay-per-view match between someone dressed as Tori Strickland. Let's look at the card. Osprey vs. Hobbs. Young Bucks vs. Best Friends. Thunder Rosa vs. Maria May. Daddy Ass vs. Jay White. Jericho calls out Hook. let's get to what's going on. Hobbs versus Wasp. Adam Copeland came out of the kick on the show, cut to the crowd. He talks about watching WWF, Sam P, and WWE growing up because he loves all of it. Came to AEW because there's a lot of first time matches you can have, and it's the most fun he ever had. His career, he put over AEW in the locker room quite a bit. He brought out Ospreay, shook his hand, but made an exit to the battle. Wills could take place. Haas, Don Callis calling for entrance. Ospreay jumped at Haas, but the panel was knocked out by the powers. Haas was aggressive early on, but the air assassin managed getting up a hand with a slingshot crossbar at the ring. At the return from Greg, Ospreay was building some momentum and hit a barrel. Ospreay kicked the ropes. Ring encountered the two guys with different styles. Haas is a great face for the next level. Ospreay did an excellent job. Haas looks like a badass. This is always going to be fun, but it looks like expectations of some. Yeah. No, he wants to. He would not be caught on his promises. Oh, she slandered. There's. He even has this problem. He's thrown out of the company. He tried to be. Jesus Christ. Look at the dreamer. He sends a problem. Nothing's gonna change. Nothing's gonna change. Haas kicked out Ospreay's gun cutter, signature cutter, but he's able to do the same to be hit with a hidden blade. Haas angry after the match and calls trying to make Peacemaker. Dancer came out, Ospreay was leaving for his own match against As he was leaving for his match against Lance Archer, just to steal some thunder. Ospreay defeated Haas. Oh, Adam Copeland had problems with the mic, but he made jokes about it. Copa is right, honestly. More confidence means more opportunities for everyone. The way Ospreay sold up, knocking on the air, are fantastic. The suplex on the steel set was a great spot. Landing DT would look a little rough, but yeah. Anyway, Lance Archer versus Brian Danielson. Archer didn't wait for the bell. Immediately nailed Danielson and running for him. So, the ring. Murdoch Monster died in the first few minutes. Eric and Dran didn't get any offense, so he managed to counter a kick with a Greg scoop to take down the big man down. Archer could gain control to show a lot of damage during the break. It felt like the powerhouse had a number of times, but Danielson eventually hit three kicks to the head, followed by a running knee for the win. It's been an encounter. Maybe it better put more space between two matches. The powerhouse allows into underdogs minor complaint that takes away from how the good bout was. Danielson defeated Archer. Archer's actually fine without Roberts outside. Wait, he needs a few wins under his belt. Danielson's good. One of those small guys who could convince striking that bigger opponent. That's pretty much good. Archer buys that corner on Danielson. Pretty funny. The only thing that looked good was Danielson countering a black hole into a sleeper hold. Daddy Ass was Jay White. Renee Paquette brought out Jericho to talk to Hook. Hook to believe in him. Hook said, asked him on a match this week, but he's going to keep his eye on Jericho while making his entrance match against Daddy Ass. His opponent to a full post on stage for attacking him. They claimed the gun were not a ringside to keep things fair. Billy Gunfire rolled into the ring to start the match. Mealy knocked him back to the ring with a big right hand. They sent the right fight into the crowd. Ellis Trish champion keep being alive. Had a switchblade after the break. The shot cast it. Bow was shown. They looked like they'd just been attacked by the guns. White ended up getting some disqualified low blow as the guns showed up. Compared to getting an attack when the caster bones show up. They claimed that Ass and Bull Club go running to end this segment. The match was final one. There were some funny moments, but they're too memorable. Diaz won by DQ. Some fans were booing Jericho. The segment Jericho didn't go well. Where are the count outs? Anyway, the Young Bucks versus Best Friends. Nightingale came out of Sandler, so however, interview Renee Renee can't interrupt this. She's going to whoever leads Dynasty as TV's champion. This story gave Willow a chance to get some nice reactions. The next match was a semifinal round of the ongoing title tournament. Young Bucks and Best Friends, Nick and Matt Jackson, made their way first. Through company, Trent Beretta to the ring. Beretta met Sarah for the teams, but didn't take long for OC's tag in. Got in a counter and a bus running control through the commercial. Solid counter for guys. A really good performance for AEW since inception. We got several great double team spots. Fun moments to the ringside. The Bucks ended up defeating Best Friends to advance in the tournament by using exposed turnbuckles to their front as their advantage. As Best Friends paired to their group hug, Beretta took off Cassidy with a running knee. Taylor confused. He walked right past his own mom. He left. The Young Bucks defeated Best Friends. And there was one with the Chuck Taylor gaze through the glasses. You can see the match with a cute moment. The Bucks are great at overselling just enough. Sue is basically a treasure, must be protected at all costs. AEW fans have embraced her, it's been great. Thunder Rosa vs. Maria May. Tyson Luther and company made the ring for an extension against Thunder Rosa. This is physical right out of the gate, it's not holding back. Wanted to make sure to deliver a good man event. Rosa was a skill veteran while May played a star talent to make her look mark in this division. This is the best performance May given since joining AEW. Some credit given to Rosa. Lamar and Mare scored the winning storm look shot. Rosa dared to put a title on the line now. Chance to stand in stasislessness. Andy kind of abruptly could have used a bit more time, but we got what we good. Thunder Rosa defeated May. Storm was credible on the commentary. Very strong as she looks. She was holding Rose on the shoulder, no issue. It may look like Rose got hurt, but she recovered quickly. Alright, my thoughts. The final segment of this week's show was the sign of a smile, Joe swears strictly, ended with Joe Slee swerving to pull his own blood or beat him down with a chain wrapped around his hand. The look on Joe's face when Swerve got back up, laughed at him in purple. He ran. Joe ran back to the ring and put him to the table. This week showed a lot of fans' joy. We felt like the biggest issue of how the schedule certain measures could have been spaced out more effectively. Some unrest assembly could have been fit better in different places. And the show with a contract signing is fine, but AEW billing instead of players, wrestlers, Lesle, Haas versus Osprey versus Haas would have been a much better way to end that show. Big up Bill Battle Wills. That was easily the best of it all night. It was illustrated. Underused, underrated as a Hobbs, as a performer is. So, yeah. Yeah, that's my thoughts for Dynamite, and then it goes straight to Ring of Honor. Alright, Ring of Honor. Yeah, Ring of Honor edition. Alright, Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor, the infantry seems to be a kingdom and a proving ground match airs on the show. The go home show for ROH Supercard Honor airs tonight on Honor Club. The line includes Bruce, a proud ground match with ROH TV champ Mike Renner, JV, and gets. This is. See it? Okay. Alright, Lee Johnson also in the match. T Tigers, Electric, and Colorado. He wrestled Colorado in a Rumble Tony Khan had both recently praised Uno's opponent to actually learn Lightning. Uno plus X Lightning. Lightning is the future of K in pro wrestling. Uno will not take it lightly. Khan greeted Lightning. This was at this match last week's Rampage tapings. X that he knows Lightning long before the show. That's why he gave him a match in hometown. On a club announced the lineup. ROH proving tag team ruin ground match against the Kingdom versus the Infantry. Top Flight versus Matt Sydal, Chris Daniels, Jack Cargill. Nia Rose versus Alex Cole. Eva Uno versus London Lightning. Anna Jay versus Nikita. Nick Connor versus Lee Johnson. Oh, something in here. You're just cool work. change it. Let's wait. They gonna be better. What the heck this is? Hi, friend. Oh my God, you know, and this is a set of pro, and I can't get back, this is going to cry, and this is the issues. He can't work together. What's the solution? He cussed. They won't do this. It's 2 months. That's gonna hurt both.
It's gonna. Yeah, think. I know. Oh my.
He got what he wants. You got what your mind is. What the fuck? No. You got your fucking one, and that's why. You fucking want it.
It really hurts.
They are full. And they were. He got what he wanted. This sucks. I may not want
to. Oh, to hell.
I think it's best just watch it. If it's good, it's going to be good. Just watch it. Bite the bullet. Bite the bullet. And you hate it.
Alright, I'm sorry. Final episode for Supercard Honor. You already know. Deck Law segment for men and women's world champion. Start with the ROH Tag Team Champions. The ROH Tag Team Champions, the NCAA Kingdom versus Infantry. 10-minute time draw. It's a preview match. Champion and Trinity was able to pin the champion. The last 10 minutes, they were a title battle, Supercard Honor. Rotating, kicking out with some blue flips and holds. Titan double team. Bravo excited. Dean took on team 1-on-1 after a few minutes. To Bennett, who jumped into the ring, immediately got the pin. Tavian distract, and Bennett was able to break out a fight count. I mean, I control him.
You know, I tried. Michael's like a... You know?
I tried it. I need to stop.
His fucking boo. Just hand it back. Some fucking boo. Even man. Shit. Don't talk to
him. All that.
It really hurt me. You. Do you know it hurts now? He's not going to do one.
Oh, I don't want to do one of you every time. So.
She's not. He's not most of all. And I.
In a month. Hitting him.
Jesus, he's gonna have
horror.
Force it, he's crying. This is
hard.
I can't. You know what, Nate? This is. Just watch this. Oh my fucking. Shit, that's right. I don't know. If they can't handle get him set because they can't stand it. They can't. It's been the bloodline, bro. They're gonna have to deal with the
consequences.
No one can never be a fan. It was a message. She ended up drinking bitter in a wound. His family's bitterness. And
drink bitterness and loneliness.
And this is. You got your fucking wish. I'll be fucking happy, every person. She just don't give a f-
numbed. Numbingness. Numbed. I grew up in a numb mom.
We almost to grow up. But we turned out okay. We saw a lot of money. And where's these? You fucking bastards. We were always... We were treated like crap.
Crap, boys. You gonna feel bad as fame or all of you juggling men. The only one that brings, she doesn't want to deal with them. She disappears. We may understand her character. Her dark character. Mixed child, dark character. Right. Soul of vice. Device. You can't cut me too. You have balance. Because it worked for the best. He was like, she values her. Yeah. When they fear they ain't been done. Every class shooting this Hispanic. Okay. Yeah, okay. Ben TV found someone outside stereo, Dean brought it over this side. Barricade doing to the back of the ring for 10 center for this real time. So showing for an entry, even I think that but Dean drew a little corner, Bennett dropped kick and went for the kick two as Dean turns, took turns, 10 at a time limit. Dean caught Taylor Hart and DT crawled towards the partner of the hot tag, was cut off by Bennett outside with the spectacle on the hardest part of the ring. It's a special. The team's main hot tag has brought Ronald Bennett to face. Challengers has stepped in the champions. Team interrupted a boot camp to put Dean down for good when the 10-minute time expired. And two teams will meet again in honor. Energy defeated Nikita for two women lock up to Jay got the momentum on side with big heel kick. Nikita didn't stand up at Londo. Jay into suplex. Jay sent it to Connery. This is on the pin off hard slam. Hard slam. Dalton Castle got a promo on Johnny TV putting that match of honor at the Picard of Honor. The TV has been burning the entire world to the ground trying to hurt him. Phoenix. Lake of Phoenix. Peacock Phoenix hybrid will rise in the ashes and destroy Johnny TV. TV has a mental sponsor outside of Los Angeles, City of Los Angeles. Top 4 Entertainment brought ROH lucky to have him. He was on ROH 5 years ago. They probably should be on TV. Castle's never TV ready. He's looking to fight with Honor because Honor sucks. Nick Carr versus Lee Johnson was the show. ROH champion. Peter Fletcher joined the back to talk about his match. I spoke to Honor Lee Johnson for you again. Johnson showed himself for Fletcher, reminding that Johnson did a good shot of the last match. Johnson. Level and tore Johnson off. Remind Fletcher he's on a pin on Wayne Street. He's on a roll coming for the title to Picard of Honor. Johnson was looking to stand Wayne Street. Right, one minute right into TV title match. Picard of Honor. A veteran shaved Colorado looked up. Strapped at 2 squared off. Colorado. Select set of red gear. Well, Johnson wears your outfit. Johnson can kick Colorado to the outside. Call him to die throughout the ropes. Tossing the big man back to the ring. Johnson went to the top, a car, man, the counter. So, Jacob runs by the top of the ramp, catching attention to Colorado. The band, the fan, begins trying to shave your chest, and, but then seeing how Fanny's whipped Johnson into the corner. Colorado land a beating on Johnson, coming in there, reaching chin lock. Johnson ducked the strike in the corner, gets the momentum back with work. That's the big man, Colorado blocked it, but Johnson swinging through the 18th. Colorado popped back with a double sailor. To merge, Johnson was trying to give up, hit a big frost splash, Colorado to get the 1-2-3. Later, show Lux in there trying to interview Colorado, but he was interrupted by Jacoby Watts. Watts sold some manager to Colorado, saying he's wise some guys will let Colorado rise to a new level. Finally, Colorado shook his hand, joining forces with Watts. Backstage, Carson and Carter were talking Lux in there, they didn't know where. Well, he suddenly could show up. He tricked those two to sign a paper that said a match for 0 hour. That's in 0 hour. Nyla Rose versus defeated the Exotical. Nyla Rose has been dripped to pit since her loss to Dina Taylor's match a few weeks ago. The match with Nicole was a way of showing she's almost forced her husband. Nicole's no fear. Nyla Rose trying to get her fate. I went to the corner, sat down bound. Both began running over the crowd. Nicole. Shotgun dropkick with Rose kicked her. That's when Rose put Nicole down for the count. You know, Uno versus London Lightning. The buzz around Lightning was pumping as he's in. Uno's shaking Cole by handshakes. The professor interest position between Retro Uno and Young Lightning. To just overall, I tied Uno with Lightning's hair and ref was spying. The whole Tessa stream falling up and Lightning came out better, sending Uno to the ropes. Uno bounced back with slap and stopped laying in the corner. Lightning struck Uno's chin with a big kick, getting the bigger man onto the ground. Lightning meant to put Uno in a suplex, returning his corner stops. Uno fought back for Chris and chopped, continuing to curl the pace of the match. Lightning ducked, ranked to a group, and Uno gave a chase. Lightning had a lure back in the ring, but Uno saw his ruse. Lightning missed the elbow drop. Uno took advantage and hit Gracian's running chops. Uno caught Lightning with a nightbreaker with assist by ref. Lightning managed to land a spine bust. He tried to just Uno to a spine bust. Uno wiggled free, managed to pin his finisher pin Lightning clean. Everyone. So that was the match. Alright, up next was first ever RE Women's contract signing, Lexi Nair. And Billy is starting the Taylor's Tips to set for the segment. Starks wondered if he managed to win the RE TV title to Connor. Would that make her new Minion Overlord? That brought Dan to the ring. Dan lost ring when the chest screen and her minions clan. She was not for Ashita. No recalling the former one's Ashita ring. Right, Kendall in the head said she did not come alone. Of a surprise, King Anita for women's title. So Picard came to the ring to back up Ashita. Amina squared off a Stark bow to win the women's title. Dan didn't like that. There was a real attention back to Ashita. She went to sign her over with something to get the mall. Dan started to consolidate Ashita. And now Ashita went home without incident. Trick Stein said it didn't happen. She grabbed Mike and told him Dina hit and she wanted to be a Dina. Dina saw on the slab, thrust, stick, raise, Bruce, Borobok, and chair, table chair, Starks said Dina were about to push Sheeta to a tail, but Meaty wrapped, Meaty wrapped, pulling Stark, see Stark yell. Sheeta took off to throw Dina. The table took tall with the ROH Women's championship belt. Next, Mark Briscoe and a Kingston spoke with Lexi Nair about Briscoe reminded us that his brother won the world title 1 year ago that day. Briscoe faced Paris, completes the circle back to Philly. Briscoe knows Jay will be looking down on him, wants to make him proud. And Russell King on not Kingston knowledge coming for laws. Old Eddie would look looking for a bow draw of sorrows. He's glad he's not the old Eddie though. Let's go deserve because the Kingston is best this match. People don't understand the RH championship supersized AEW. The title means so much in history and lineage. Kingston Ring of Honor is always the goal. Kingston said he and Briscoe are gonna bring honor at the Ring of Honor. He said but he can't lose to Briscoe. Recall all the hills that Jay Briscoe looked down both of them and be proud of what they accomplished. Two men share with their love. The table was set for the title match. Top Flight defeated Matt Sydal, Chris Daniels, Cartwheel. The main event tonight was a six-man tag. High floors. The crowd was stoked. Dragons had a very full tights. The speed, so the T looked like a cohesive unit. Cartwheel Darius kicked things off upstairs. Headlocks. Corey Cartwheel wasn't able to get over Darius' tights. Dan's bunging down there. I just sleep for tea. Driver tagged in, but Darius like Larry. Andrade hit same moonsault. Darius Dante double team Daniels. Keep on tagging for help. Andrade true team gave them a leg up in their revenge opponents. Tyler caught stretch. Daniels dropped the ET. Hot tags from both teams. All six men brawl. Dug the Larry for into area. Crash getting control of the match. Dante and Darius double team in. And Dre Cartwheel tagged in. They really have fast press sequence, they moves. Yeah, Cartwheel caught Andrade a power slam. Earl around the Will DT got Andrade. The pin on Cartwheel was broken up by Dan. Cartwheel managed to got Darius and Dante sitting on the outside. Andrade climbed the ropes, hit a massive splash of Cartwheel to win the match for his team. And that was Ring of Honor. So that was Ring of Honor. Let's go straight to SmackDown. All right, Ring of Honor, then SmackDown. Ooh, then Ramp. Then ROH Supercar Honor. Rampage. So yeah. So, like after the ROH. So after that's gonna be okay. Supercar Honor, SmackDown, Rampage. Okay, then Collision will be the final one. So, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yes, that's all four shows that we'll be reviewing this week. So, yeah.
All right, let's start with SmackDown. SmackDown, okay. Let's go to SmackDown. This week on SmackDown, all right. Okay, this week's SmackDown, go-home show. The Wells Fargo Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania was packed with exciting WWE week this week, the Friday edition of SmackDown. The go-home show for WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2. Before the fight, Jimmy Uso and Mania, Jey Uso will face Butter Butters, Sokola, but into the rivalry, his family will next weekend. Or this weekend. Top Stars Starfire will be in the Andre Dry Battle Royale with Big Ron Reed, Great Rising Star emerge with a Korean defined victory. Kevin's host one of the WrestleMania opponents on the KO show with him both has said in the Magic Hall. New Clash Republic, A-Town Under will battle for momentum ahead of their participation in the tag team ladder match. Zay Vega, Ultra Public spot in the latest chapter, LWO vs. the Gato rivalry. Who made the statement WrestleMania weekend? The show had to set the stage for the future WWE. The KO show featured Randy Orton heads XO Stadium. The Owens ready to talk about their major hit of Logan Paul. The Maverick appear on the live on the WrestleMania XL stage. Go ahead and meet Paul to stay next door. Derry and Chris Wall were under the ring. Late running after the face. Everyone involved seven continues to bit off. Roar but jam-packed crowd. Air of a show of shows on the horizon is understandable. Still, it was fun to have both KO and Orton agree to hate Maverick with more than teasing one another. And indicating the follow-up, this was a fine short SmackDown segment opener as WWE set up a fun story for the rest of the night. So yeah, the show started with a WrestleMania XL via package backed by Meek Mill. The stadium was said to be sold out with 19,833 attendants. You see, after the commercial, KO Orton grabbed the cart, rolling towards the arena as A-Town Under chased them. Then the Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And on to Andre the Giant, the big man dominating the match. Ivar Bonson and Butcher eliminate Otis and Akira ties out for a final clash. And anyway, Mr. Nice Guy close on the Viking to the floor. Right man won a very sloppy battle royal by a ton of talents. One, no one seems on the same page. Stories I told. Carlos Harvey started to come out at some spots and have some talents. Concussion protocol. It's still WWE's got a ton of. And yes, in a weekend spotlight, we finally got a victory. Mr. Night Guy built some momentum to follow by someone. Big win over Sami Zayn while the battle room never gets to Tasha. Reed should get an Eric Connell chance opportunity soon. Big Bronson Reed wins the Andre Giant Memorial, eliminating Ivar. Owens made his rare W appearance in WBP to highlight a scariest man in Battle Royale. Booking was not back that up. Giant did not make an elimination look impressive, hopping out after Hurricane Rana. He had no attack LWO afterwards. KO Owens and Randy Orton smart Logan Paul. Logan Paul made a surprise appearance at the Wells Fargo Center, revealed that he tricked Orton. A video show also tricked Orton and Kevin Owens. A video showed Austin Theory and Grayson Waller searching for him. Then the Maverick realized he was surrounded by Kevin Owens and Orton. KO stunned Paul. Paul by RKO for Orton. The funny part of all this was confidence, confusion in the heels. Theory and Waller saw how much they shot by Orton and KO getting past them. WWE probably stretches out a bit longer, but it's hard to tease an absolute tension between the faces. This makes it less obvious how the triple threat will go down. WrestleMania. The Maverick calls himself Don, then named Darren Wall associates, leaning much into the mafia lingo into the D'Angelo family. Paul realized KO Orton behind him, turned around hoping he might be wrong. See a Vega, Ray, Nacho Lopez with Escobar, Dirty Don, and Andrade. Rey Mysterio was the only man in Xavier Vega's corner. Best part. Well, that's on Escobar, Dominic, Studio, and Andrade are supported. Lucha Lopez, tried by Donnie Don, now Lucha Lopez hit the electric shock to win. After the X-Con, Escobar beat Don Rey, but El Idol turned on the Xavier Rey and Vega. WWE decided to go in a different direction last minute for WrestleMania. Andrade was supposed to be Andrade the Giant, but more battle royal. Now I'd like to take Dragon Lee's place in the tag match. Well, good for Andrade, see him not forgotten for WrestleMania. Then to take Dragon out of the match, unless he suffered an announced injury. The conversation more important in the match. Was ugly. Vega and Lopez on chemistry made for a spot singles in his last debut from Lego Superstar. At least the right woman won, and she needed to build some credibility. AEW found Dragon laying out backstage for the match. We found Eddie to reveal the Vega side, hugged Renai Power Alliance on Andrade's first WWE run. We go to the locker room. Andrade agreed team array. Which is sitting not well with Carlito. So it's Cargill, Belair, no use in final message, Giant Control. Alien Bell came out talking about his history with Giant Control, then brought out Cargill. The storm promised to make Dennis gonna pay for getting her way. This feud they took off last week at promo is important. Cargill first why she chose a side by the ES and the Glow. More importantly, she's clear she would likely be on the beginning of a storm fighting Control. Io Sky retains against Bailey, she has more challenges on the horizon. All the women came out wearing cowboy hats celebrating Beyonce's own album. Cargill's news entrance is fantastic, one of the best WWE producers in recent memory. The Bayley Io Sky delivered their final words hype video for the XL Night 2 title match. New Cash Republic versus A Town Under. Well, Theory also well found their group really is so outmatched by Charisma, Pyro, Pete, and beat Dunn. New Cap Republic winning with an assisted burn hammer. The Judgment Day struck. Laying out all four men with rare airplanes directed traffic. This is a great showcase. Four men now will play a key role in tag team ladder match on Saturday. This back forth action was near stop. Bay continued to defend the main roster. Dunn and Fireline after main and a more sadistic in the ring focus. Waller, Theory, Dunn, Well, keeping up the speeds of their opponents. The post-match beatdown made the Judgment Day look first in the right time. Welcome to a match where the group is in serious trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. We got public to be a calendar. Got us all about the Tonda. Rape men, Mr. Landy Corner on the table beside Pouch one of those nights. Yeah. Okay, LA and I promised AJ Styles the boot at WrestleMania. LA and I delivered the final words to AJ Styles behind selling for the career bombs to put the boots to his heel rivalry. One WWE took away the ground. My night is still top guy. They ignored Mikey. This is the way. But oh, meanwhile, he got. Yeah, it is beautiful. They can ignore him. Travis Monterey. Credit Burns. Match at Wrestling XL 92. They. Come on, you. Nothing wrong. I'm good now. The final husband prior to repeat the statement promised to finish the fight. She used service to Cola. The Cola. beat down Sudra inside battle. Joyce will walk one spike coming burst into super kick, super spear and splash. Yuzo broke the pitfall, search qualification. Sokola Jamila beat down Don Jave. Sit Rollins arrived, they sent Sokola to the floor, then Jay splashed his brother. American Nightmare promised that he and Rollins and Jay walk off to his WrestleMania. The real sponsor, Better Storm, would begin after he defeated Roman Reigns. Jay vs. Sokola, the match would be great down the line. The match was not about entering action. The pace of the match was not helped by TV format. They rushed to the finish, so saw Rhodes and Rollins had to stand tall. Rollins and Rollins were walking aside. Show was right little on the back of the night. Nice time. The American Nightmare said peace. Telling the audience how many victory. Jay defeated Sokola by taking a qualification. Kari Asher led in the band. Overall strong. Our fans have just made Raw and WrestleMania's battle for many years. Talked about for a reason. The company can't afford injuries, so Asher was sent to town ball late. There were fun moments. Owens, Orton, and Dawson had a fucking haul. Shorter. Main event seems to prove a good match. Pairing from Colorado, suffering Rollins over the. And then, well. Yep. I'm not talking about the minute. I sold that WrestleMania shirt. Hot crowd. I blitz.
And you.
Yeah, the town of Liberty Summer. I hate. Call about the ride, Jimmy Ditch. Sunjay, Barrow, Lopez versus the event of momentum. We're sure watching real impact wrestling light when it can light. Alright, yeah, that was SmackDown. Let's go straight to Rampage. This is easier. Alright. And we just came. Alright, let's go to Rampage and Supercard of Honor. Daniels versus Malakai. Eliminator match, Roger Strong versus London Lightning. JD versus Trisha Dora. Final Four Eliminator match. Should I call that Brian Key versus Garcia? Commander for Andrade. Malakai by Buddy Ben. So, yeah. Basically, it was a match. Malakai back worked on Daniels. Daniels fight back. Black Mass, Malakai Black hit Daniels and Mac Mass out of nowhere. Daniels is out. That was the win for Malakai Black. It was a perfect acceptable singles match in my book. It's a nice win for Malakai Black. And this point is Daniels' career. He's still hanging around with an issue. Have a technical sound match for anybody. Roddy went on the mic, don't want to know about his lightning. Lightning struck hard back. Lightning struck hard for it, but Roger Strong started working him hard. So Roger Strong won in the end. It was a nice little story behind an enhancement match. Then we go to Leah Hirsch, wants an open challenge from True Heart. We call Rampage. It's bold, but alright. Serena D for Trisha Dora. Trisha Dora fight. It was a great expert. Then basically, Dora got destroyed by the single leg crab, and Dora tapped. The one, my thought, the first to continue her winning streak. Dora gets some more time to show. We can do a longer match in the future. Good stuff. We got Julia Hart says she respects Hirsch and she accepts. You go to the main event. Fatal 4-Way. Final 4-Way. You go to... So basically, Jordan commands transgenders. It was a crazy matchup. You got two men fighting for position. Then you got Jordan hit Garcia in front of the curb, but Garcia escaped out of it, locked in the ankle lock. Jordan forced to tap out. Garcia won this 4-Way dance. All four guys in the match got the chance to shine. Right guy won. Can't ask for much on a Rampage main event. My thoughts on Rampage. Real easy how I wrestled tonight. The match felt important, even internal eliminator match had a fun story. A singles win from Malakai Black is always a good thing. The main event was a sprint. No complaints here. So that's my thoughts. That's my thoughts. So now we go to Ring of Honor review. The Ring of Honor Supercard Honor review. Whatever. The rundown is A Kings versus Briscoe, world champion. You already know. I'm gonna give you the results. All the match size, Watch, I can. Sorry. The first match zero was featuring Josh, Joey Neeson, DeVar taking on Joey Deppin, Red Chess, and Brad Priest. This bout featured six great guys who worked great workers. There's plenty of technical sound exchanges and great chain rest. This is a great opener. It's a good opener. My important work. I don't think it's safe to come and start. Why? And I had, yes, sir, boy, I hate this kid. There was someone, he was gonna crack his skull. She's gonna so bad, more stripped him, and held him physically more. I think he's held it, learning, he's a child. Creatively punished this kid. But she don't have to, he learned a lesson. He'll come out decent. He's immature, but he'll be a decent adult. He'll be a decent adult. Breaking it. Alright. It's good hope because it's not part of match. Fun of my spine is the next to come. Pokemon, a couple of moves aren't quite worth the error. Six man petters are good. Priest got a win when he sprint Priest. So the athletes, the premier athletes, defeated Tyson and Deepin Priest. Beast Morris took on Big Christian in the second match tonight. Morris used the known as Taurus, who familiar some fans HAEW appearance. Christian gave a lot of weight, but then beat advantage that comes along with being a smaller guy. Petters Morris is so quick for a guy's size. Fast paced match, fun encounter that could have gone either way. But Morris picked up the win with a pump handle power driver. Beast Morris defeated Christian. Angelico said to go face Grip Garrison in the next match. Rhea Waterman stole from medical prior rent. His young stumped their opponents, but Smash Now's project did not go down with a fight. It's an unforgettable bout. I don't know if it's a great break. She brought the chair, but she. Cole Hurst. Garrison Carter defeated SAP. Yeah, then basically it was about Ace Carter basically stole a medical mask and mold up for the win. So defeat they beaten SAP. The fourth final battle is while Mae and Phil Stone contemplate taking on Stardom's Congo. Mae decides a power band, she makes her punch by paying her opponent down. Head past counter, saw both of them take a few hard with Storm's punch, they score the win in 0 hour. Mae defeated Goho, which should be on AEW TV more often. He's good to the launch of ROH. When Chiz got on a roll, he had fun to my Morris House of Mass. His job that lured Akron Arena. Carter had a nice spin buster to call. Call had a good interest music. It sounded like something from ISD War Games. May spinning wax, slide, wax, slam is a good spot. Kai Fletcher versus Johnson. Yeah? Alright, I'll let her out. Alright, let's go. Fletcher back on the ESO. Tell the champion against the Johnson, Josh Kenny Bryan. High match win streak. Thank you. One goal to the luggage. Philly, Fletcher, he's deserved the going on. Kick the offer, handshake away. Come on, Bell. Sorry. Oh, sorry, I got to my dog outside. Stop you a second. Alright, let's go, Bell. No. Okay, the first couple of minutes. Well, it was a couple of minutes of me. Oh, yeah. The first couple of minutes or so, turn the line. To me, the other couple of minutes or so, saw the champion establish her big thought it was going to make it easier. Ordered Fletcher to adjust. Breaking a warning, Fletcher returned. Hey. Every time Johnson tried to boost the momentum, he can yell that loud. That way, he can really tell what's going on here. You were forced to go anywhere. And no one wanted to take you anywhere. And nobody wanted to take you anywhere. And that blood was all clogged by you. He was saying, yo, you were in a rental. It was a rental. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Rentals. Oh, alright. He calls it a wrench. He's sending it back. I don't believe it. Oh. He's alright. He's sending it. I saw a wrench. What is this like? What?
Top dog. The war. Like a top. Act like a top dog. Or the gambler. That. Listen, do his chore. Be a dog. Let the dogs. Get him to listen. There's a battle with him. You don't have to deal with him. He's become a. Her neck's broken. Oh my god!
You need to stop laughing. You think you can be charmed? We can have you charmed for Alex.
So,
you won't be able to see 40 years. They hate him. He came out of prison, serving his 30 years. His mother comes. They can't give him a job. They don't want his time. We need that. It's every time. This, I don't know what I'm going to do. Do it your way. This is going to be. An issue for you. An issue for you. When you have a relationship.
Quiet.
I don't want to say. Lord, can't be a family. We can't be a family. I just can't be a family. That's why I can't be a family. Family's hard. Walk back away, walking out. You don't care. That's a devastating blow. As a momentum for a 25-year-old gaining control of Fletcher has repassed the ROH. But to come out of park or John feel like the first time he's been able to show us everything he has. Johnson came on a close time, kids on a big move. They were too big for many, can't believe a good performance here. Fletcher hit a brainbuster in the corner to win the match, retain the title. Yeah. Then it's doing the commentary. Fletcher had a pain in his face, tried to create a leak look. Fletcher's Papa swing slam is a nice J power. Good job making Maverick when he went to the top destroyer. Johnson looked great. Fletcher. Sir, Misha, Aka. Up as Tarzanku, Azima, Tiatimia, sick women act up as an act, Jen, Zax, Azia, Tower, Tekam, Sarah Shika, Fist, the Tent, Boy, Long, Sarah, 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 There's a lot of fans that were tied for the big mission and sold more. Sold a hard hit moves and takes longer to recover from it. The final few minutes, getting the whole thing to cry apart for a bit. Anyway, you kind of told us in our ring with some of the dudes. How it has strange flow, so much spots. Spin off for good reasons. So I scored a pin for a team. I came to the ring, got a square face, but looked in a hug. Team Shakur to be a team, ATM. The entrance is great. ATM entrance is great. The only someone else aren't familiar with talent. It was kind of fun for her. Shakira was dancing her butt off. For the first standing there watching ringside was a weird moment, honestly. We got the Undisputed Kingdom vs. Infantry tag titles. Tavian Bennett put our tag titles against Infantry Fedora. The entry members of the ring. The champions challenge of Bell beat them down. The referee tried to get Hale to get down and control one. The way turned into a veteran fight to all four members of the ringside. Just tend to get more offensive requests. Testing like formula and rule. High trouble measure. Team Hill chance to sign. Team here being put through a table setup and brought his spot. When Raph was distracted, Waller showed up, took out Dean, allowed Bennett to get an easy pin to someone. Into a great match. And it's been a king defeating the infantry. It's kind of weird when Ben and Maria are rarely ever in segments together anymore. Tavian has such a fun way of talking trash. Dean shot Bennett down one. It was a cool moment. The nasty spot. College on the map was a nasty spot. Why am I pushed? Pinpointed people. He wants to become sort of a trying to be a figure. And then this is why he is a trying to be a friend. He just gave him, I don't know what I'm at. I thought this is some friends. It really hurt. You know what? This is why. Fuck, he's. This is a fight. This is why we'll never be. This is why. You know what, Nate? This is. Come on, but this is a plot. But I just. This is more wrestling. I feel like I'm having a horrible experience. But I think that could be cool. It could have been. This is a tragedy. You know, I'm fine with it. We're fine with it. It's a wound in our heart. And that's a funny thing. You know, he breaks out of his head. I feel sad. Mama told me. It's like he loses. I don't know. She becomes his brain. It's not even a loser. I hope he's. He's focused on building everything. Building techs. Building armor. He's
over there.
It's not gonna work. Okay, fuck us.
Alright, Queen Anita versus Best Stars. TV title. The finals return to crown first ROH women's TV title took place. It's the main fall for the belt. That's what it comes. Queen starts the running kick. Right from front way back. Cheered on. There's a little pace performance. Logical fall. We'll lead with the belt. 11. Can't look better than ever. Darks with a big wrist. Tom Bomb and Ray pounce on a control for a long time. And Mia control starts from the stars. Call for ref. Scary moment. Feel the stars. Get a neck brace. Rex Real, she was great. The German Slipper, she chose clean the win the TV title. During the match, attack, but it's her job to finish. Boy, Pink's man went down, but at least nobody was actually hurt. Mm-hmm. See, it's a bit sick. It'll be a disrespect to anyone. Lost to Ramita, face paint and a rear bunny mask. It was an awkward moment. But it would have been cool if Senior Andino was a commentator. They have been so good real race provider besides parts. Six man open challenge. The Bang Bang came out with newly designed expanded tiles open as Archer Zane Mentor Suzuki. JY did not have Suzuki, a man combined his shirt. His career started to change exchange like just punishment when the men trained them. So I ran Suzuki play. I remember just work rate style rest gun. The show, looking on the ring, this show smooth, just some great double and triple team spots. Jane Archer, nice to double team moves, best Suzuki and me a match, was like me Ponton man, one of the big highlights of the show. Bang Bang Gang retained the talisman, White Bane Zane. Girl gets a great reaction, the gun, so good showing the crowd. Ray and Suzuki with 2-2 heading to the match according to the commentary team. We should be glad we live in an era where a crowd dances and chants grandpa. Dalton Castle versus Johnny TV. Dalton Valkyrie competition with television. This fight went on against Castle. The kind of match only had 15 minutes with the event. Simple shoving for Castle's real shot for a match. This was a pre-standing match for a long time. They put on a decent show for that. Someone grabbed a weapon. Johnny set up a tail. Valkyrie's help. It was Daniel's stick that was used to dish out damage first. About Philly Wiley, different from everyone else in the show. Good or bad, depending on how you look. If this had taken place earlier in the show, this might have been better received. The second half was much better than the first. Crowd was having fun, a lot of big moments. Turning a bit. Castle called for the boy, using all the weapons, said suicide dives on Johnny, but then the big one fell short. Jack Carr showed up, dressed as the boy, took out Mr. TV. Paul Walter. House came out of mask on hit fine bust on Johnny. The boys carried Taya away. Castle ended up scoring a win. Hauser celebrated him and said it was out of nonsense. It was kind of fun. Castle defeated TV. JTV. The boys were released by RH prior to the Castle. Castle had six new boys. Castle also slipped on some water that's at the ringside. Do you remember the ringside? Tender said Castle did way too much selling for a leaf blower. The Universe of Shida, women's title, forever champion of world champion on the line when Dina took on Shida. Dina had a whole hand up here, painted red to match her gear. After they played some mind games, stopped the little chain wrestling. The Fallen Gods tried to use a handshake lure for the runaway women's chance side coming. Athena focused on Shida's knee to keep tired tackling on track. They worked their will together, put on a match. The crowd tried cheering, chanting. The slowly turned with the best match of the show. It was coming no surprise because it was evolved. Both great talents for AEW already put on memorable matches. She was unable to win with the katana and gave Athena the opening when she needed to hit the old face for the win. Athena defeated Shida. Both women had great bout. Gear for this bout. Athena paint was really made to stand out. Athena had four front handspring forearms, awesome. The way she did come, real face was good. She was almost there. Pull it off. I mean, Eddie Kingston versus Mike Briscoe. The main event Supercard was the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship match between Kingston and Briscoe. The Kansas match friends shook hands, but both promised they would bring everything about. The Brown kept chanting, man up, as they lock up.
Get a clean break. They took their time. Yeah, it's mostly giant man. Pack a match. Jet. Move possible. Breast up about the chair. Rape against me. Choke slam to the breast. Busting open the magging. Any chance to get this one. Strikes. It was about 2 weeks. Second and third day ahead. Trying to get a great match. Then the confines on the roll. March started a bit slow, built to war tension. Both men going batter, bruised, days out there. At a dread driller, Briscoe hit Gunston, claimed the world title for the first time. Set up here, chaos to celebrate, congratulate the world champ, the new world champ. Filled the ring to Briscoe, was hot after hugging live here. Briscoe embraced Kingston as the crowd stood on his feet and cheered. Briscoe defeated Kingston. The video package, the hype match was good, it was great. The Briscoe's bald head being covered in dried blood was quite amazing. The thoughts on our Supercard of Honor. This year's Supercard of Honor felt like a bit of reset at a certain time for the brand. For months, ROH was struggling to maintain interest outside a few key storylines. The show saw a couple of new champions that would help change that. Earth becoming the first women's TV champ was a great moment for the 19-year-old. The biggest highlight was seeing Briscoe achieving his dream, winning the same world title as Butter J once held. As far as in-ring quality goes, Lena and Shida sold the show, but several above-average matches helped make this a fun pay-per-view. Besides the appearance by Suzuki during the six-man open challenge, which added some longevity to the show. All in all, this was a strong ROH pay-per-view. So yeah, that was my review of SmackDown, Rampage, and Supercard of Honor. Let's now go straight to Collision. All right, on with Collision. Collision. Last one. Okay, anyway. Well, WrestleMania just got out. It's time for Collision. It was from last night. It was Saturday's Collision. It also right when WrestleMania. Tonight, Sunday is night 2, WrestleMania's ups. We're finishing the podcast for this week on Sundays anyway. Okay. Here's the match cards. Yoko Sakazaki vs. Trish Adora. Kasai vs. The Butcher. Petra Zermanito vs. The Manager Brinky. Matt vs. Boss of Black. Pac vs. Encore Moore. Or Ryan Hook vs. Shane Paler Promotions, the AEW Tag Team Tournament, Flight vs. FDR. We go this week from the DCU Center in Worcester, Massachusetts. And we go to match 1. This was for the Tag Belt Tag Tournament. Andre and armbar by Darius, shoulder block by Dox. Roll for 2 quick tags to isolate the arm of Dante, catapult me, and stab Dante, cash in. Basically, like, at the end of the match, Dante gets sent to the corner, holds up, fends a jump, turns around, hits a shadow machine. The FTR wins. My thoughts on this match, this one was all over the place in a good way. FTR winning the next step of the tag tournament, the collision course with the Bucks almost set. Match 2, Pac versus Encore Moore. Pac wastes no time. Last four before bell rings. Hand throws by Pac for running more. Head first to her knuckles. Pac, take that too. Turns a brain buster. Ram. Pac goes in the back. Arrow walks down. Bro finishes with Brutalizer instead. Winner Pac. My thoughts. Pac grabs the mic. Charges Okada. Do you think he can survive the bastard? Pac doesn't. And Brian Danielson then with Renee Brickett. Danielson says he's inconsistently evolving. He's not the same person he was when he was 21. Same goes for Ospreay. Danielson saying he doesn't feel the pressure, but he's continuing testing himself. Danielson says no doubt fans will join. That's not why he's doing this. Master Hook vs. Shane Promotions. See the chat jerker, family body shots a quarter, double suicide by Hook the Taylor. Where's that? Yes. Alright, Hulk hooking, Hulk exploder. Jug attack in, some stuff happened. And during a bit near the end of the match, Joker tried to turn more for walls. Does Taylor comes in the ring, break the walls. Hook is here, toss Taylor to Exploder as Moriarty taps. Alright, Hook wins. This was a fine tag match here, establishing the chemistry between Jericho and Hook. Or Lion Hook, you want to call it. After the goal goes here, he attacks both men from behind. STP gets their feet, a 3-on-2 beatdown. Taylor, Moriarty, he'll Jericho up as lay him out with a straight right hand. Now we go to Dustin Rhodes. He feels unappreciated. He won a toss shot this week. He asks and yells, shall receive. Osprey is telling Japan, Cobra Rotate, Brian Danielson. Danielson, Gordon, President Danielson, hello right now. Yeah, the goal would be greatest wrestling 20th century. And now you, this is here. I don't know how. This thing here. Best play. Thank you, man. Let's talk. This is a problem. Wrestling will never change. Toxic people. If I'm. Oh my. This is why. This needs to. I help someone. I'm watching. I'm watching. I never replaced him. That means I'm watching the product. I'm watching this product. I'm not evil. Because I'm not. This is Charlotte. The Black with Brian Keefe. Daniels, Matt Sydal. Keeps the elbows and arm of Black. Bites his way, both in headlocks. Catch match style. Craziness. Restore the match. And there in the match. Daniels is by. Worship Daniels is by himself. After the chaos with House of Black and his black mask, send Daniels to the floor. V trigger to Keefe and the pup handle driver skip finisher, and it's over. The winner is House of Black. My thoughts, not a competitive match, but it didn't have to be a good showing for the House of Black. Buddy Matthews gets some love, so I'm a hole for it. We got Adam Copeland, music hits. Black walks on the ramp. McCopeland attacks King. Matthews in the ring. Black has face to face with Copeland. Jumps him, but reach for the sky. Boys, Briscoe, make the save. The Wind Boy, Young Bucks, music hit, and they make the ramp, and a brawl breaks out. Copeland takes out King with a chair. Copeland and company, but Nicholas pulls him to safety as good guys stand tall. Lion hooks back and relax. They have a good win. Muscle players win. Ogo laid him out. They were avenged. But wait, there's Shibata. Amazing. Match 5. Treasure Drawer versus Yuka Sakazai. A hard shot blocked by Doro. Zuka kips up. Some moves, some stuff here and there. Near the end of the match. Yuka hemlocks the arm, hits a spinning side slam. Then Yuka walks up the ropes, had a big splash. 1, 2, 3. Yuka wins. Yuka Sakazaki wins. My thoughts, it's been a long time since kind of WAEW ring. It was a good win for a return. Doris, the scenes gain more time to shine as well. After the match, Serena D makes her presence known. Claudio Castellano versus the Butcher. Starts with shoulder blocks in the ring, guys moving. Butcher side to bite Claudio's head, bonds by jumping shoulder block, body slams and stuff, rare sins. Near the air match, we got the Death Valley Driver, European uppercuts by Claudio in the corner, short on clothesline, giant swing by Claudio, neutralizer by Claudio, that'll do it. Claudio Castagnoli wins. My thoughts, it was not so competitive match, but a good way to continue Claudio's momentum, and That was pretty much collision. That was pretty much collision. So yeah, this is the SLE podcast. I'll see you next Sunday as usual. Bye.